So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned Rabbi Kiva's source for the Mishnah's halacha of Ha'ish Neicheles Ishtai. The husband inherits the assets of his deceased wife, even if she has sons, because the pasuk states, "V'nesatim es nachlosei l'she'era akar v'lov m'mishpachto v'yorosh oisa." She'era zu ishtai melamet shabal yorosh es ishtai. The word she'era refers to a wife, and v'yorosh oisa comes to teach that a husband inherits her assets. The Gemara proceeds with Rabbi Shmuel's sources from the following pesukim. V'chol bas yireshes nach l'mimates b'nei Yisrael le'echad m'mishpachas mati aviyah tili isha. If a woman from one shebet inherits her father's land, she's obligated to marry a husband from the same shebet to avoid the transfer of her land to another shebet. Basavas habal hakasa medaber. The concern is for her husband, for if he was from a different shebet and she dies, he will inherit the field and it will be transferred to his shebet. Apparently, the husband inherits the assets of his deceased wife. Bishmol cites several additional sources in the following pesukim. V'leisisav nachlu lebnei Yisrael mimata al mata. Basavas habal hakasa medaber. V'leisisav nachlu mimata lemate acher. Basavas habal hakasa medaber. And in the pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, Elazar ben Aharon Mase, the Ikbro Isim begives Pinchas benoi, Elazar died and was buried in the field of his son Pinchas. V'chiminai lePinchas shlehoyloi leElazar. Al malamet shenasa Pinchas isha b'mesa b'yarsha. How did Pinchas come to possess a field that did not belong to his father Elazar? It must be that Pinchas married, and when his wife died, Pinchas inherited her field. And in the pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, Sekub hoiled as Yar, but he loy esim b'sholish arim be'eretz Gilad. Sekub was the father of Yar, who owned 23 cities in Gilad. V'chiminayin liyar shlahoyloi l'sekub. Malamet shenasa Yar isha v'mesa v'yarsha. How did Yar come to possess land that did not belong to his father Sekub? It must be that Yar married, and when his wife died, Yar inherited her land. Rapapa, however, questions Rabbi Shmuel's sources as follows. Regarding the first pasuk, "V'chol bas yireshes nachla mimatzes bnei Yisrael le'echad mimishpachas mati aviyah tia le'isha," perhaps besavas haben hakopet kra, avul ba'al lo yaris. The Torah's concern is for her son, for if her husband is from a different shevet, their son is also from that shevet, and if she dies, her son will inherit her land, and it will be transferred to his shevet. However, perhaps her husband does not inherit at all. And regarding the second pasuk, "V'leisisav nachla bnei Yisrael mimatel mata," perhaps besavas haben, v'lav rolav b'lav v'aseh. The pasuk comes to teach that if one causes land to be transferred to a different shevet, he also transgresses a lav in addition to the previous aseh. And regarding the third pasuk, "V'leisisav nachla mimatel mata achar," perhaps this pasuk too, besibas haben, v'lav rolav b'shnei lavin v'aseh. The pasuk comes to teach that if one causes land to be transferred to a different shevet, he transgresses two lavin along with the aseh. And regarding the pasuk of Elazar ben Aharon Mase, perhaps the naflalei mistei charamim. The field was given to Pinchas, a kohen from a Yisrael, who made his field into a cherem, which is given to the kahanim. And regarding the pasuk of Skub Hoyledes Yar, perhaps the zavin mizvin. Yar bought the land with his own money, and it was not an inheritance. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the pasuk v'chol bas yireshes nachla mimatzes bnei Yisrael le'echad mimishpachas mati aviyah tili isha, in which the Torah forbids Hasavas Nachla, the transfer of land from one shevet to another. If her daughter inherits her father's land because she has no brother, she's obligated to marry someone from the same shevet as her father, so that her father's land is not transferred to another shevet through either her husband or her son. But now that they are from the same shevet, the field remains within the shevet, as the pasuk states, "La'echad mimishpachas mati aviyah tili isha." Amar Rabbi, Seif Seif, Hakom Esakar Nachla mishivta de'ima, leshivta de'aba. As the Rashbam explains, Abaya asks regarding a woman who inherited land from both her father and mother who came from different shvatim, such as her father was from Shevet Reuven and her mother from Shevet Shimon. Do we say that the words in the pasuk Mataviyah exclude Mati Ima as follows? Basavas Nachlas Eim Loi Kapid. The Torah's concern is only for the transfer of Nachlas Av, land she inherited from her father, and she must therefore marry someone whose father also comes from Shevet Reuven. However, there is no concern for transfer of Nachlas Eim, land she inherited from her mother, and she may marry someone whose father was from Reuven, even though his mother was not from Shimon. Accordingly, the words in the pasuk Mataviyah exclude Mati Ima. Or the words in the pasuk Mataviyah do not exclude Mata'ima as follows. Basavas Nachlas Eim Nami Kapit. The Torah's concern is also for transfer of Nachlas Eim, and she must marry someone whose father was from Reuven and mother from Shimon. Accordingly, the words Mataviyah come to teach the Menasavina lo legaver davu mishifta davu, v'ime mishifta de'ima. She may marry only someone whose father was from her father Shevet and his mother was from her mother Shevet, but she may not marry someone who vice versa, whose father was from her mother's shevet, and his mother was from her father's shevet. And the Gemara explains the shaila. Basavas nachlas aim loy kapit. There is no concern for the transfer of nachlas aim because shekra husaba amrinan. When her mother died and the daughter inherited her land, at that point it already transferred mitzat ab from her mother's father's side, as the land went from the mother's father Shevet Shimon to the daughter Shevet Reuben. Therefore, there is no concern for a second transfer mitzat aim from the mother's side, and she may marry even someone whose mother was from another Shevet, such as Reuben, even though the field is partially transferred from her mother's Shevet Shimon to her husband's mother's Shevet Reuben. Or, Bahasavas Nachlas Aim, Nami Kapit. There is a concern for the transfer of Nachlas Aim because Shekvar Husaba Lo Yamrinan. Even though when her mother died, the field was transferred Mitzat Av, there is still concern for a second transfer Mitzat Aim. Therefore, she must marry someone whose mother was also from Shevet Shimon. As explained earlier, she may marry only someone whose father was from her father Shevet and his mother was from her mother Shevet. This question remains unresolved. Regarding the earlier discussion of Sibas HaBaal and Sibas HaBen, the Gemara cites two brises that cite two psukim which indicate that the Torah is actually concerned for both. The first pasuk reads, V'leisisem nachle mimati lamati achar ki ish benachalosa yidvuku matis b'nei Yisrael. This pasuk refers to Sibas HaBaal. As indicated by the words yidvuku matis, the two shvatim cleave to each other through the marriage. Also, this pasuk cannot be referring to Sibas HaBen, as indicated by the words mimati lamati achar uven lav acharhu. Therefore, the second pasuk, "V'leisisem nachle l'bnei Yisrael mematal mata ki ish benachles mata avoyis of yidviku b'nei Yisrael," must be referring to Sibas HaBen.